Folks ask me all the time, well-meaning folks mostly, why in blue tarnation would a right-brain-sided yahoo who makes his so-called living on the fringes of the art world sit down and write himself a blog? Blogs, they reason, are the direct polar opposite of the visual arts. You could cut away the entire left hemisphere of my frontal lobes, if you had a magnifying glass big enough to find it, and I probably wouldn't miss a banjo beat. Van Gogh might have been trying something similar with his ear surgery, see if it might equalize the polarity. People nowadays believe in specialization. Find your niche and stay put. Brain surgery, okay. Don't try chainsaw sculpture, too. Hard on the scalpel hand. Maybe it's because I never was much good at anything in particular. Couldn't find a niche, or a crack, or a crevice in the world that seemed like something I wanted to spend my whole life on, give my whole self to, dedicate all my energy for. Probably just attention deficit before we gave it a name and a diagnosis. This blog writing, it was something to fiddle with. Explore it a little, see where it led. Life, it seems to me, now that half of it's in the rearview mirror, objects appearing closer, life should be an exploration more than an explanation. Writing, I suppose, to most folks is different than painting an abstract or sculpting a nude or cutting glass to pieces and gluing the scraps back together. It's different than building a house or making music or becoming a physicist. Or so they think. And they think this way because instead of seeing the universe as a whole, they see it as its pieces. They see their life the same way, compartmentalized, fragmented, broken up like my glass art. Only they don't know how to take the pieces and make them cohesive again. We live our lives not so much in quiet desperation as quiet isolation. We've lost the sum of our parts. Folks tell me way too often, oh, they could never be an artist. They think artists are born that way. They think Mozart and Picasso. They think if genius doesn't come pouring out by age 4, the fountain's probably dry. No point trying. Can't do it. Not an artistic bone in their body. The world, I think, is a grand experiment, meaning failures are okay. What's not okay is not even trying, not learning, not exploring, not imagining. Well, I get some real bad news for the artistically invertebrate. We're all artists. We're all born with an empty canvas, and our life is what we're all painting. The only art that matters one iota is creating ourselves. So I'm doing some writing, and I'm playing banjo in a fiddle band, and I'm building my house, and I'm struggling along in this vastly inexplicable world the best I can, trying not to bore myself more than necessary. So I'm doing some writing, and I'm playing banjo in a fiddle band, and I'm building my house, and I'm struggling along in this vastly inexplicable world the best I can, trying not to bore myself more than necessary. I'll probably prove that I sure wasn't born a Mark Twain, but I don't let it stop me. The Skeeter Daddle Diaries are really about the arc of a life on Camino's backwash south end. I came out here to lick some wounds and hide from the world. Turned out I learned most everything I know down here, but mostly I learned that the fun of life is the adventure of learning. If you're not afraid to look the fool sometimes, everything's possible. This fool, you better believe, got more than a few laughs from watching himself trying to figure things out.